Two different properties, two different parts of the country, the same problem. Openreach. And it doesn't stop there. We've heard from 32 others in the last 2 months who've also blamed Openreach for their delays in getting connected. After complaints from service providers and hundreds of customers, Ofcom has taken steps to force improvements, setting targets for acceptable waiting times for installation and repairs that Openreach must hit by next year. But while the country waits for BT to meet those targets, customers will continue to suffer.
But isn't there a simpler solution to all this? If Openreach can't do its job properly, shouldn't someone who can be given the chance?
The issue really is to make it expensive for Openreach to fail to meet customer expectations. And the way you do that is by opening up the ability to do the work to other organisations, maybe the service providers themselves, maybe a third-party organisation that could come in and do the work when Openreach isn't actually achieving what it needs to achieve. Somebody else can come in and serve the customer's needs, then Openreach will either be forced to do better or lose business.
Giles Long reporting there. Well, I'm pleased to say the wait appears...